Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the idea that man thinks he can get around God so he does not have to deal with his sin. Let's pick up there today. Foundation for the Bible stands. I remember Lester Roloff. He spoke on TV of how it was so evil and the things that it was going to do this country. And he did not think that we could have in America a national revival or a national moving, because so many people were addicted to the TV and the ethics of Hollywood were becoming acceptable. And that's back in the 50s and 60s, folks. Today, with all these social media things and what they have, Snapchat and Facebook and all kind of things like that going on. But yet we must remember, God is still greater. So we must allow him first place. Now, it is a shame. I believe that the filthiest place in most modern American homes, even so-called Christian homes, it's not the kitchen floor. It's not even the bathroom floor. It's the hard drive in those computers. And what a shame that is. We need some Jeremiahs, John the Baptist, Paul's, Ezekiel's, Jeremiah's, and a host of other heroes of the faith who will stand up in this wicked day and be a light and salt in a world of darkness that hates both those things. Look, those men were hated. It is believed that Isaiah was sawn in half while he was still alive. We read of Jeremiah being in stocks and thrown down into a dungeon and left. They wouldn't let him die until somebody got him delivered. Most of the apostles were martyred for the faith. So my friend, will you put your fleshly pride aside for the salvation of your own home, for the salvation of your own church, hey, for the salvation of your country? Now, we not only see defeat and the destruction in Nineveh and of the unrighteous life, but next see the devouring of life. In verse 10, for while they be folding together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble, fully dry. They think they can devise a way to get by God in order to not to have to deal with sin. Remember verse 7? Had shown God's great grace and goodness for all who would turn back to him and trust him. That's the thing about God. You cannot only love him, but my friend, you can trust him. I'm a pastor. I deal with marriages, and most of the marriages I deal with are supposedly saved people. And I see people that I believe actually do love each other. But the problem comes is that when they don't have trust, and they have reason not to trust. And, oh, that's a hard thing. And yet, I found that it's these people just rededicate their life to the Lord and give it their all, that can be overcome because, again, we have a great God. Now, verses 8 and 9 show the contrast of those who rebel against him. Whereas verse 7, we were reading that, he says, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But verses 8 and 9 says, but with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. Wow. That's what God said about it. God says this. It's not me. This is God speaking now. It is God that makes these statements. So verses 8 and 9 show the contrast of those who rebel against him. Verse 10, we see that they are holding together. Now, you see in ecumenical type coming together, they have doctrines that are different, but they are laid aside for unity. They have their sharp, piercing thorns of fleshly appeal. But our God, who is a consuming fire, shall devour them in judgment, and then casting them to the ashes of hell. Oh, my friend, what is our problem today? What is our problem today? Why is it we must be entertained or intertwined or tangled as thorn bushes growing about one another? They think they are sharp and safe. And they've gotten around God's laws as those who turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, as Jude 4 speaks of the last days. Anything goes. Everything else is legalistic if you have standards. They think they have discovered a loophole in God's word. So as not to be repentant, and as Titus 2:11 and 12 shows, for the grace of God which brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. What does the true grace of God, and isn't it interesting he used the word grace, that these people use grace to justify these acts of the flesh? Notice what the Bible says, though, about grace. The grace of salvation teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. Why must they always apply grace and liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit? But he says, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Oh, my friend. People today are so involved with the world they actually have blinded eyes to what holiness, sanctification, and the walk with God is all about. They've been taken in by another Jesus. He says there in our text now, he says, they are drunken as drunkards in verse 10. Why say as drunkards? I was watching an old early 60s TV program where the lady says, oh no, your brother is a drunkard. Now they wouldn't even use the word drunkard, even though that's what it is. They think, well, they're not drunkards. It's not so bad. It's just, you know, the people get that way. You know, they say, no, it's not that bad. Yeah, I drink a lot, but really, it's not that bad. I smoke, but it's not that bad. Or you may not like the way that my daughter, my wife, or the way I dress if you're a woman, and you think it's too skimpy, but it's not that bad. Don't be a legalist. kind of like people that put rock music to words of the Bible, or they dress as the world with a tattoo of a Bible verse. They think that they are all right to go about life in their fleshly way, for they think they have set the standard for righteousness. Oh, as they say today, have you ever heard that saying? 60 is the new 40. Let me tell you something. Their body will prove them wrong. A drunkard staggers joyfully in his sin. These are staggering joyfully in their addictions of sin, of their own conceited philosophies. They shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy, as Proverbs 29 and verse 1 states. That is why they are devoured. It's their philosophy. And their desire to be accepted by this world outweighs their desire to be holy and acceptable unto God. Yet they desire to be considered a Christian. My friend, the Bible's clear. You cannot serve God and mammon. A lukewarm Christian, God spews out of his mouth. They shall be devoured as stubble, fully dry. And they'll find out too late that our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12, 29. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24, we also see God is a consuming fire. So, my friend, who in the world do you think you're fooling? Now, you may fool a lot of people, but one day you will find that you only fooled yourself when you stand at the judgment bar of God. Are you prepared, my friend? Are you ready to meet God? Now let's go on to verse 11. There is one come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Now as Christians, we do look for the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, that'll not be the second coming of Christ. Because he'll rapture us, and we'll meet him in the clouds, so he will not actually touch earth at the rapture. But he'll call us up, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. And for those who say, well, rapture is not in the Bible, neither is the word Trinity in the Bible. There are a lot of words that we may say that are not in the Bible, but I can tell you this, the teaching is there.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says,